Every second, over $3,000 is being spent on pornography, and over 28,000 people are viewing porn online. Sexual brokenness is devastating lives and families, both locally and globally. I'm Jonathan Daugherty, founder of Be Broken Ministries, and our mission is to heal sexual brokenness, by God's grace, one story at a time. Did you know that for every $9 donated to Be Broken, we reach over 50 people with the message of hope and freedom? Real lives are being changed for the better through this ministry. Will you help us broaden our message to even more individuals and families that are affected by pornography and sex addiction? Your gifts are tax deductible and allow us to continue providing a safe place for hurting people to heal. To make your generous year-end donation, go to BeBroken.com or call toll-free 1-800-49-PURITY. Again, that's BeBroken.com or 1-800-497-8748.
Welcome to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Are you ready to get real and start living each day in purity? This dynamic program is designed to educate, encourage, and equip listeners with the tools necessary for living a life of sexual purity. Pure Sex Radio brings you the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real life struggles, learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts for Pure Sex Radio are Jonathan Daugherty and Stephen Cervantes. Jonathan is the director of Be Broken Ministries and founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop for Men. Stephen is the founder of the Hope Counseling Center. Visit us online at puresexradio.com. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Stephen on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We're glad to have you here with us. My name is Jonathan. I'm here with Stephen. Stephen, how are you today?
I am blessed mightily. Thank you for asking me that.
And I just noticed that is a sharp blue shirt you've got on. Hey. I wish we had Rush Limbaugh, like the Ditto cam or something where listeners could see how sharp you look today. So, I have no idea. Folks, just so you will know, normally what happens when we're doing a radio program is Steve and I talk a little bit off air, and then we come on and we've got at least some sort of mutual idea of what we're doing.
Today, I decided to surprise him.
Yeah, so today Steve comes in and says, I don't know if I should tell you about this. So folks, I'm with you on this program. I'm totally in the dark. Steve's got something cooking in his brain over there, and so, Steve, why don't you just share with us what we're going to do today, because I have no idea.
And I purposely didn't tell you because I want a lot of fresh ideas out of you. I just want you to spontaneously react, and I'll get a reaction. Based on how you respond, I'll know how well this idea is going to go over out there with Joe Average.
Okay, great.
You represent Joe Average today. So we're recording this show in December, and that's Christmas time. And I'm thinking to myself, What can we encourage the men in our audience to do? How can we help men bless their wives? Mm. And how can we do it in a way that everybody could afford it? There's no way a man can say, well, I couldn't afford that.
Well, because I think about all the commercials that come out this time of year, and I go, you know, people are giving cars as gifts and you know, $20,000 diamond rings. And I'm just like, wow.
We're okay. In trouble. So here's what I started to play with the idea. It's the same idea we had as kids when we didn't have much to give, but we could give of ourselves. And the whole idea that isn't that really what a wife wants, a lot of her husband's attention and love. And so here's the idea, Jonathan. I think we should challenge our listeners, our male listeners out there, and wives could do this too. You could bless others with the same concept, but I want the men to create coupon books for their wives.
Okay.
so that, you know, what do you think your wife wants? Now, we could push ourselves in this. We could do difficult things. We could do things we've been wanting to do. And we're gonna create these coupons to give to our wife that she can tear off and say, here, this is what I want from you today. And it could be an activity. It could be a comment. It could be a blessing. It could be touch. It could be anything that would bless a wife. And so I don't know why we couldn't come up with 25. We could probably come up with 100 if we just sat here long enough. But could we come up with ideas to help these guys? You know, the beauty of what we're doing is that we're like a spark plug, but they're running the whole machinery, right? We give them an idea, and it takes off. We're talking to men that are capable and competent and have minds of their own, and they've accomplished great things. You know, somebody said that women are readers and men are builders.
Mm.
I thought, oh, I like that. I wish I could remember that it was on a radio program that... it just went by, and I thought, what was it? What was that show? And, who was that, you know?
So what that means is they're saying that women tend to observe and read situations, or, I mean...
No, I think books. I think girls like to sit back and read and dream and wonder, and, you know, and guys are out there stacking up rocks.
Just
or,
go wash the car
yeah,
or go do something. Yeah,
they're building something. And what if we used our building skills as men and built a gift book to our wives?
Hmm.
You know, of blessings, of gratitude, to express to her, you know, it would be an offering to God that would go directly through your wife, because you would put her in control of a part of your life for a few minutes. You would say, what do you want of me? I will do that for you today. What do you want? Don't you think that has a powerful, you know, idea? It's a powerful idea.
I think it's a very powerful idea, and I think it is something that... You know, you're talking about, and I understand where you're coming from in terms of a husband wanting to bless a wife. But the more I think about just the idea, I mean, you were talking about kind of going back into childhood and what did we value then? Well, it was the time, right? It was time with each other, and it's time to share. And
wow,
and you didn't have, in many ways, if you think about childhood, there's such a release from kind of the responsibilities of life, that all you have to give to another person is your time
and yourself.
Because you don't own anything.
Yes.
You don't, you know, you're not responsible for anything. You know, so it's like time is the essence of what relationships are built upon.
And if you think about what you're saying, you know, in the beginning, what does a baby even have to offer? Smile and a laugh. And that's all a parent needs. And then at the end, when we're dying, we're asking questions like, you know, where's my family? I want my family here. Mm-hmm. And did my life matter? Did I touch your life? Did I make a contribution? I mean, aren't we saying the same thing? Relationships really matter.
Well, and I'm wondering too, and I know we're focusing really here kind of on the husbands, but this is a human condition.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to just immediately seem like we're dismissing the single or the divorced or the
good
women
point. Excellent.
But I understand what you're saying in terms of what this can represent for a marriage, in terms of the value that this can be.
And
but
it's a blessings book that anybody could make.
Yeah, I'm thinking about friendship, you know, just or even like children to their parents or vice versa, you know, so
brothers and sisters.
Exactly,
that's right.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. Any human being could do this for another, because ultimately, didn't we get the big coupon from Jesus?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We got the ticket. We got the pass. We get to go. We get the green light to go in. So I've broken it down into like three categories. Physically, a little coupon book with physical things, and then emotional things, and then spiritual things. And so what might be on the physical coupon part of your book? You might say, hold my hand. And any time you just want me to spend a lot of the evening holding my hand, you just take that coupon out and you give it to me. And I know that's the theme of the night. I've got to hold your hand. Come up to you and just hold your hand. Kiss your hand, hold your hand. Another one might be, look deeply into her eyes. Look deeply into my eyes is a coupon. Where a lot of times we're busy and we're distracted and we don't slow down and just look at one another. We don't look deeply. some people are embarrassed to look deeply. People can't do it. You know, they look away. And so these are very simple ideas, but I think they're powerful ideas because it forces you to slow down. It gives the other person control of a little bit of the evening.
Yeah, and I think that's the key of what you're talking about here. There is a type of surrender, kind of letting go. I mean, even though we're asking, in this regard specifically, we're asking husbands maybe to create these coupon books and to be thinking in terms of, okay, what could I give my wife physically, emotionally, spiritually that would be of value to her? Really, kind of what you're doing is you're saying, how can I serve you physically, emotionally,
yes,
spiritually? And in that sense, I almost think, now the wives are probably going to, my wife especially, if she's listening to this, is going to be like, oh my goodness, that's such a guy thought. But
it's two guys.
Yeah, exactly. What else do they expect, right? But my thought is the challenge I see as a man, mm-hmm, in trying to do this is you kind of need your wife's input to know
absolutely
what she values and wants. Now I'm not saying, you know, I've been married for, it'll be 18 years this month, and there's a great degree that I do know about my wife.
Mm.
But you know what? I'm still learning every day things
that's
I
good.
Don't know about my wife.
And you sound like a smart man.
So I don't want to just make assumptions that I'm going to put 25 things in this book and it's just because,
yes,
and I'm going to give it to her and she's going to do those things. It's almost like there's a mutual building of this coupon book, maybe. Now, I would suggest that guys do it maybe on a sort of a subtle way. You know, there's certain guys that will just come out and say, I'm building a coupon book. What do you want me to put in? You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
But I almost think you can do it in a more subtle way where it's like you just ask some strategic questions here and there about likes, dislikes, things like that.
Well, and look, between you and I bet you can come up with half the book.
Oh, yeah.
Just sit down and just start working on the book, because be careful that you don't make it her project. Oh, you're supposed to make a list of things.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, no. We need the guys to really to have paid attention, because wives tell husbands. They don't always listen. But they say, you know, that would be nice, or I wonder if we could, or, you know, the last time we did, or, you know what I really like. All of those should be in the book.
Oh, right? Man. So what you're saying is we got to be good listeners, huh? But we're builders, Stephen. You told us that. You said we're builders.
So build a book with her. Okay. As the foundation of this is bless her. So I put down, like, give a foot rub.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about the big concept and the little concept at the same time, all right? One coupon should be go for a walk. Just go for a walk. Tonight's the night I'm going to use my coupon to go for a walk and get me out of here. Or plan a picnic. I want you to figure out where we're going to go and get all the stuff. I don't want to pack it. You and take me on a picnic like we used to do when we were kids and go outdoors together.
And I think what's important, as you're saying that, I immediately was thinking, you know, a real key to this coupon book is that there aren't expiration dates on the coupons. You know, I think they should be, you know, able to be used multiple times, no expiration date, you know, and...
Wait a minute. Okay, Jonathan's building one book and I'm building one, and you build your own.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm thinking, use these in the next year. You know, I might need to make another one next year or something, but a good wife will pull them out when she needs them. And guess what? If a wife only uses five or six of them, didn't we accomplish the mission?
And I think the big thing here is what you were talking about in terms of listening, because I think, you know, when I have done things for my wife in a similar vein to this, the value that she takes from it is not necessarily even the activity itself,
that's good.
But that I said, I care enough to do something for you that's going to require my time. It required forethought. It required thinking of you, you know? So I think that's the real value in this exercise. Again, getting back to the childhood example, what are you giving? You're giving time. That's your most valuable asset. That's the most valuable commodity that you can give to another person is your time.
Yes, agreed. How about this one? Read a book with you.
You know what? I put that one down, and I'm feeling extremely guilty. And here's the reason why. I have to make like an open confession here. My wife earlier this year got the Max Lucado's basically
we'll get through this
the story.
Oh,
you know, the Bible written as a narrative kind of thing.
Got it.
And so I don't remember what was going on, but Elaine was excited about that getting that book, and she said, you know, we should read this together. And I just sort of dismissed it. I didn't think anything of it. And so I've
for
come
Christmas. She's getting a coupon.
She's getting a coupon. For sure.
Says, read the Max Lucado book with you.
I may be ruining the surprise, but yes, she's gonna.
Oh, no, sorry, I ruined the surprise. So you're going to have to jump up and down, wives, when you get these, even if you're listening in. So I put do a chore with a positive attitude.
That's good.
So I'm not going to complain and whine and make you miserable. Pick whatever chore. Somebody, the toilets need cleaning, the floors need sweeping, the dust bunnies or the spider web, do a chore. And then I put down a no TV night.
Yeah, that's good.
That's going to be a tough one. I wrote, watch a movie with me. Could be done at home. It could be go out. But watch a movie with me. A chick flick.
A chick flick. You know? Man, that's some serious commitment there, Steve.
You want to throw in or you want me to keep rolling?
Hey, listen, you just sprung this on me today. So I'm working very slowly on a list
good.
Over here in
no
between
problem.
Comments.
I just don't want to hog the show. If you want to throw in, I want you to throw in whenever. I've got another one here, a great manners night.
You know what? We're actually tracking because one of the things good. That I put here was I said a day of thank yous, the idea of just
ooh,
listen,
yes.
We're not going to be critical. It's all about thank you, and I'm grateful, and you know that's the theme of the day is we're going to be grateful.
Well, let's give them a number, too, that I'm going to thank you at least, what, a seven times. That's a good number.
Yeah.
Seven times I will say thank you today from morning to night. I will say thank you, wife, for this. Thank you. A seven times thank you day. And that way it gives him to shoot for instead of one. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm done, right?
Right.
Throw the coupon
away. Or feel like it's, man, I got to be saying thank you 1,000 times.
That's true. You know. That's good. So clean up the kitchen coupon.
Yeah, I had that one down too. I also put laundry.
Oh, that was another. That's good. There he is.
I better, listen, I better stop because I'm sure my wife is listening. And she's writing down the coupon book right now.
That is way too good. That is good. So now we're going to see wives come up with a suggestion for coupon book list.
You right? know, we should start the Pure Sex Radio suggestion box for the coupon list. That'd be pretty cool.
So any listener, if we miss some, I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
If wives out there
send us an email.
Would you put a little category that people could click on and say, here's suggestions.
That'd be great, yeah.
A couple of guys started, but wives really filled in.
We could make a whole list on that, yeah.
Because this is not, it's not going to be an end all. And I mean, you think about all the brains that are out there cooking now, and a wife is going, you know what I want him to do? I want him to sit and watch a sunset with me. I've wanted that my whole life, and just we never seem to make it happen. Or, you know, I wanna go on a fishing trip with him or something. You know, I don't know if you.
Well, and I think what you're gonna find is there's these themes that happen, like what we're talking about here, and then so there's kind of these broad areas I think that would overlap in any relationship. I mean, who doesn't want somebody to say thank you? Who doesn't want help with the kitchen and chores and it? You know, but then I think there's gonna be kind of out on the fringes there. Then the very unique, specific coupons that are unique to your relationship.
That's
you know
good.
So
yes, agreed. And you know, back rubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or give me a night without the kids where you take the kids and just let me be home. Send me to my room. Send me to my room at 7 o'clock and give me from 7 to 10 o'clock with no interruptions. Mm-hmm. You watch the kids and run the evening.
And I would say I want to piggyback on the, no pun intended, on the back rub thing. I think guys, I think this coupon needs to be specific to saying, you know, back rubs with no agenda.
That's good. Non-sexual
it's,
touch.
Listen,
yes.
I'm going to give you a back rub or a foot rub or something
yes.
like that without thinking that that's, you know, I'm giving this coupon and yeah, that'll be my doorway into some sexual activity, you know.
That's good. So this is
not to say that it couldn't go there if you just
yeah, well, you're
if she
adult,
decides,
figure it out.
Yeah.
But no, the setup is no. It's mm-hmm. just a safe back rub for a female, and this all this touch is non-sexual touch, right? It's a safe touch between a husband and a wife. And so you do whatever, but that's the guideline, is it's non-sexual for sexual stimulation, even though this is pure sex, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pure intimacy. It's pure closeness, really. And so we've been doing a bit of the physical. I'd like to move to some of the emotional that we might do right now. And so how would you speak to your wife's heart, build up your wife, nurture your wife? And so I wrote down, you're a good woman. Just the statement, you're a good woman. And so you put that on a coupon and say, if you want me to say this, I'm picking the number 7 because we could do it 1 or 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It might fly by, and if we were 30, nobody's going to do it. But if we say 7 between morning and night, I want you to tell me that I'm a good woman. Just say that and then give me a hug or smile and just say, you're a good woman. It's just like, nurture me at the soul level. Would you do that? Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think to me, as I'm thinking about my wife, I think what emotionally nurtures her is the time element. Okay, what are you doing to give me time? I don't know how that necessarily translates to...
But emotions, what does she like to hear? What lines does she tell her children? Mm-hmm. What does she say blesses her? What emotionally do you think... 'cause here's one. I really appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to repeat 7 times. Just, that's the theme. You're going to say it during the day. You can send it in a text. You can leave a phone message. You can hug her and say it. You can say it when you go to bed. You can, you know.
Well, and that's just it. I think there's, as you're saying these, I'm going, you know, there's such crossover, I think, between some of the physical, emotional, spiritual, you know, in terms of like,
yes.
If you're giving a hug, you're also meeting an emotional desire there, you know, you're connecting in a way. But what I'm hearing you say is that in terms of the coupons for emotional, it sounds like you're talking about words, phrases that tap an emotional chord.
Oh, that's good. We should call it emotional words of blessings.
Okay.
Right?
Because that's what it sounds like you're saying, things that you would say to feed the emotional.
And I'm glad you're sort of helping clarify this as we go. Because one is very physical, right? Just hug her. That could be one. Just hug. Just hold me and hug me. But then we have to use some language too, right? So we have to use some emotional words that speak to a woman's heart, that nurture a woman, that build a woman. What has a little girl wanted to hear all of her life? Why don't we say those things to mm-hmm. her, right? Let's use language. And then I think you're right. You know, we're emotional, spiritual beings. They're all woven together. And so we're not like not doing something spiritual because we are doing something emotional.
Right, you know? Right. No, I understand.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, is one thing that I would think here and is maybe, you know, there's certain things that are just obvious, but maybe we can give a coupon that tweaks them, meaning it's obvious that we need to say words like, I love you, I care about you. But maybe what we do is you say, okay, today I'm going to say I love you in 7 different ways.
Ooh, that's a great coupon.
You have to come up with synonyms. Yes. How would I say I love you
in
7 different ways?
Yes,
yeah.
No, that's excellent. That's excellent. So now you're rolling, you're rocking and rolling, Jonathan. We're on track here. So I can hear the keyboards clicking as the wives are saying, tell your wife this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a coupon. You know, don't forget to clean the cat litter. That's a coupon. You know what I mean? So let's hear a little chatter out there, folks.
But that's why I'm glad you actually broke this down into physical, emotional, spiritual, because it'd be very easy for this coupon list to just become a chore list for husbands.
Right, right. And so let's go back and forth, and let's talk about it from a spiritual standpoint, right? Because mm-hmm. we're still going to use language, but it's almost like, how do we put in a Jesus framework, you know? We're part of the creation, and we have a Father, and marriage is a gift, you know? And so I think maybe a spiritual would be, you know, you are a gift to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting. So a wife would want to hear that. So it'd be a coupon the man would make that says, you know, remind me that I'm a gift from God to you.
And I would think,
does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's an important thread to weave through all of these, is that there is a spiritual underpinning to our giving of our time to one another. You know, I would think too that it might be a neat coupon to have to say, you know, I want to pray a specific blessing over you.
Ooh, that's good.
Of whatever you choose. If you feel like you need to be blessed in a certain way, or just in general, I mean, I'd be willing to pray a blessing over you today, or let's say there's something coming up in her life that she's really concerned about. I'll pray a blessing over you. I'll pray.
So I would, let's break that into two parts, because I think we can get some mileage out of that idea. The first one would be just generic, to say, you're a blessing to me. Mm-hmm. So write that in a coupon, and she hands it to you. You have to say seven times today, you're a blessing. You're a blessing. But I like your idea, because now it customizes it. And so you're saying, make it a blessing, and then leave a couple of lines underneath it. Mm-hmm. That if you put a few lines, then she can write the wording, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas of what something specific might be? Does anything come to mind? Because it says, thank you for blessing me. Let's see. The guy is supposed to say it to his, the husband is supposed to say it to his wife, but she wants a blessing in a certain way, so she gives him the coupon, and there's some wording on it, and it sounds like...
Well, I can think in my own life that, you know, I would definitely pray a blessing over my wife in the sense that she has... In her work, she's a kindergarten teacher, and her whole life there is about shaping little minds.
Mm.
And for her to know that she is actually making a difference, that God is using her in a way to impact little 5-year-olds. You know, it's not all about their shoes being untied and all this kind of stuff. She's really, you know, and I think to pray a blessing over her would be to say, you are a blessing to others, and to make a prayer in which she's conscious of that and really can feel a sense of value in her work, where so many times she comes home and it's just like, oh my goodness, these kids were crazy. You know, and just she sometimes feels a weight in that responsibility. But I think to pray a blessing can release a person from feeling sometimes the weight of what ministry is like, because she's in ministry. I mean, she's a kindergarten teacher, but that's a ministry, you know. And I think to pray a blessing over her is to say, you are doing a powerful work in these little kids' lives.
Yes,
that matters.
So how about we have a little program or contest here with a new book that we're going to talk about in the next show or two. How about if the first 5 men that send in their coupon books, and they can do it electronically, right?
Yeah.
So if the first 5 men will send us in their books, they're going to get a copy of Jonathan's new book titled
Grace-Based Recovery. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So for guys that are willing to do a little work, you want a little something physical, you're going to reward yourself. So win-win, 5. That's it. First 5 come in, they're done. It's... Sorry. Nice job. The rest of you, number 6, 7, and 8, great, but the top 5.
So yeah, you can just email those to mypoint@puresexradio.com. So that's the email address.
Okay, good. So we're going down the list, and we're in the spiritual part. And the emotional part needs more work too, right? We didn't get done with that. Mm-hmm. There's lots of wording that wives want to hear, but we're sort of focusing on the emotion, the spiritual part here. I can see Jesus in you.
Mm-hmm.
Say that to me. I can see Jesus in you. Or you have your Father's heart. Or you bless so many people. Or you have a servant's heart. Or I can even see the glory of God shining through you. You know, you sacrifice so much for this family. Say that to her and bless her. And wives, you know, we might need some prompts. And husbands, pay sharp attention and collect your list.
Well, Stephen, I'm glad you sprung this on me today. And listeners, I hope this was a blessing to you, and that this will be something that you'll take to heart and choose to do in order to bless those who you love in your life. And again, for the first 5 guys who send in these coupon books to mypoint@puresexradio.com, you'll get a free copy of my new book, Grace-Based Recovery. We look forward to having you back here next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.